This is St. Louis Public Radio. In a few weeks, Missouri is expected to become a right-to-work state. That means employers and unions will no longer require workers to pay dues. Republicans and Democrats differ on whether right-to-work will help Missouri's economy, but there's little debate the policy will bring big changes to labor unions. To get a sense of what's in store for organized labor, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talked with Jake Rosenfeld. He's a sociology professor at Washington University and the author of What Unions No Longer Do. Rosenbaum first asked Rosenfeld about right-to-work's practical impact.
When there's no longer a requirement to pay dues, I'm imagining in some cases people are going to decide not to pay dues and unions are going to have less money. What's the practical impact when that particular scenario happens?
That's a great question, actually a complicated question. First, it's important to note that right-to-work laws hurt unions. If they didn't, there wouldn't be such strong efforts by union opponents to pass these laws. That said, in right-to-work contexts, we know that the vast majority of covered workers voluntarily pay union dues. There is variation on this score. It's clear that some unions in right-to-work contexts do a lot better at motivating their covered members to pay their dues than in other cases.
Does that mean when they go to negotiate a new contract, they're going to have less leverage to get better wages?
I think it's possible that they're related. We know that, you know, in right-to-work contexts, you know, unions just have to spend a lot more time and resources on membership services, on kind of convincing members day in, day out that the union is important, that the union is there for a reason, and that the workers should therefore contribute to union dues. And that kind of forestalls or reduces the amount of kind of time and effort unions can do on other things, including on political matters, which is obviously a key motivation for a lot of this legislation.
Why do businesses and business groups tend to like right to work and want to see it pass? What benefit does it have to the manager business side of the equation?
I think there's a widespread belief that right to work hurts unions, prevents unions from spending money on new organizing. For your average non-union business, the threat of unionization is diminished. It often provides kind of a wedge where currently unionized businesses, the employers can step up anti-union campaigns and try to convince workers not to contribute to the unions, which also further weakens existing unions.
There are instances, though, in states with right to work where unions have done well or thrived. I think that you talked to my colleague Joe Manis a few weeks ago about how in Nevada, the unions there are actually gaining power because I guess, as I assume, they've been pretty aggressive at making sure they matter to the membership.
Nevada's a right-to-work state. Unions there have done a very good job at convincing covered members to pay union dues. And so for other unions out there, I think they should be looking to Nevada right now to find out what they're doing right, what those unions are doing right. There are other instances, certainly if you look at how the laws were structured in Wisconsin, where the passage of right to work has coincided with pretty steep declines in union memberships. And that was a kind of a peculiar case in that unions not only that not only was right to work passed, but also unions were really hamstrung in what they could bargain over. So workers really had little incentive then to pay union dues, given that kind of traditional union activities were cut off by the legislation.